a large bipartisan majority, Republicans and Democrats, who agree we should build this pipeline. It's a no-brainer from the perspective of jobs. It's a no-brainer from the perspective of national security. It's a no-brainer from the perspective of tax revenues.
All right, that's the voice of Senator Ted Cruz. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hanging with you across this great nation and beyond. I have to say, I agree with him. He's talking about the Keystone Pipeline, and I don't get it, especially since the administration was on the verge of the green light until, it's true, a year and a half ago, environmentalists started a protest outside of the White House, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, environmental groups gave me some money, and I can't do that. So we're going to have to figure out a way to get out of this, do some more environmental studies. And why, when you think of the amount of pipe, too, running through the nation, why, with all the environmental tests, frankly, that have been done, why we don't say yes to the Keystone Pipeline, I don't get it. Now, some of you might disagree with me. We've had some heated debates on that, and we've had a lot of different people on the show to talk about it, and not everybody agrees with the pipeline. But I have to say, on this one, I agree with Cruz. I think we're losing money that we could have that would be worth it, that could ultimately only enhance some of what we're trying to do in the nation rather than hurt it, frankly. Instead, this is really hanging in the balance. And it's true, nobody's really thinking the big game on energy. It goes back to the whole political two-step on the Potomac that is done again and again and again. So they're talking about it, and they have been talking about it, and they're working on this XL pipeline as to where is it going to go. What can we do with this pipeline? What does it ultimately mean? What are we going to see energy-wise in the future? We keep talking about hydraulic fracturing and how even the president in his State of the Union address talked about safe hydraulic fracturing and natural gas and what it's done. But there's some things, there's more things that could be done in a safe way. It's like the offshore oil exploration. Drill, baby, drill. Whoops, not now, because we just had that accident, so we can't drill anymore. And then federal lands. Energy development on certain federal lands. Lands that nobody's ever going to go and see. I'm not talking about lands that are places that people go and visit. I'm talking about lands that people aren't going to visit. You just slap an environmental sticker on it, and then that's it. So it's like you look at energy production and what's happened in North Dakota, what's happened in Texas, and what the Keystone XL pipeline would do, which has now been on hold for several years. And you got just a final decision months away. The State Department already finished its assessment of the project. But they're saying, no, we still have more to look at. So I think that if we turn the pipeline away, I think it's regrettable. Because I think that ultimately the Chinese, of course, will benefit from that. Why not? We're giving everything to China. They own our debt. Let's give them another chip in the game, right? And we don't have enough oil refineries here as we head to the future. So are we going to build additional refineries? Or what are we doing? What about domestic oil? And our domestic oil is exported. Why? Because we don't have the refinery capacity. We can't process the crude oil into the products. And that's part of the problem. And we could go on and on. But I just think it's interesting, his push for energy, especially the Keystone XL pipeline, and what it could ultimately bring besides jobs to the U.S. I think it gets, personally, if we continue down this road, and depending on who comes in next to the White House, it could get dropped, Chinese pick it up, and then end of story, that's it. And it doesn't matter. Canada's not happy. They're sitting here waiting, 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 and they're just saying, later we're going to punt, because the Chinese really are pressuring to get in this game. They want it. They'll pump it out the other side and take it across Canada, and it's looking like that's what it's going to be. But the big story out of Washington was about the Obamacare mandate, the employer mandate, now is being booted to 2016. So another part of Obamacare gets delayed. Medium-sized businesses don't get a tax penalty until 2016 for not providing the people that work for them with health care. So, is it a jobs killer or not? Well, it's a way to avoid that for the Democrats who are running for re-election, especially in the Senate. They're concerned about Republicans taking over the Senate. And people like Senator Mary Landrieu, she's the easy one to point out in Louisiana. She's very iffy in the polls right now. She could lose her seat. So now, again, the business community watches as this happens, and the business community was not happy with it in the first place, so it's a reprieve for them, and the Democrats ultimately hope it's a winner for them when people go to vote for the midterm elections. But the individual health mandate is still in play. So if you're caught in that in-between, you still have to get coverage. So how about that? There's more flexibility for the medium-sized guys so they can adjust. But the delay, the rules changes, it's just more confusion, really. I mean, it's just, it's more delay. I think the funniest thing I saw on this was Eric Cantor tweeted something that had four Olympic-like rings. And then the ring that didn't open, which happened on the opening games, which spelled out Obamacare. And it said, another day, another delay. And it said, this should be Obamacare's new logo. That is one of the funniest tweets I saw in the whole thing. So the failures of what's happened, the implementation, and now delaying the law for all Americans, that's pretty much what's happened here, sidestepping it. And really, this is the midterm election deal. That's what that's about. There's no way to camouflage that. That's what that's about. Absolutely. Where are we headed with it all? Another delay. Stay with us. Some odds and ends on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America Tonight, a big shout out to Dan the Man, the Axe Man, filling in for Matt Johnson tonight. I don't know what Matt was doing. I think he was monitoring the Olympics, maybe. I'm kidding. I don't think so. I hope he was doing something good on a rare night off for him. But Matt doing a fine job on ATN, a great job on ATN. He better watch out. Matt better watch out. So here's the thing, medal count-wise, U.S. with five big ones, but you know what? There are many countries in front of the U.S. Canada, Netherlands, and Norway have seven, Russia six. So many of you want to know the medal count. There you go. Julie Mancuso, woohoo! There's a woman's woman. I mean, there's more than a woman's woman. Everybody loves Julie Mancuso. She is the bomb. I mean, she works out. Is just killing it, trying to get back to the Olympics for a third time. Does it in the super combine? What does she do in downhill and slalom? She takes the bronze, not expected to even medal. She has a gold, two silvers, and now a bronze. Three different Olympics. That is the pride of the USA. Good for her, and such a positive attitude. I've seen nothing but incredible interviews with this woman. We're going to try to get her on America Tonight once everything wraps up in Russia, or maybe before that, too. All right, things that make me just cringe. First of all, even saying this guy's name for a long time, I never even said his name on the air. We don't have to relive the whole Batman movie in Colorado thing, massacring 12 moviegoers, but we know how horrific that was. We've talked about it for a long time. James Holmes, the guy who's accused of doing that, they say now they're gonna allow prosecutors to present cell phone records as evidence at the trial, And what's really creepy about this is, I'm glad they're allowing it, but in the records, there's selfies that he took before the attack. So there he was, this bottom feeder, wearing black contact lenses, a black stocking cap, his hair dyed orange sticking out, and he was posing with a handgun, knowing what he was going to do. So, posing, taking pictures of himself in all these different angles before he went and ruined so many people's lives. The judge ruled against the defense attorneys in 8 different attempts to suppress evidence. Woohoo! That's the good part. So how about that? And they actually made these rulings back on February 7th, but they made them public on Monday. The judge, Carla Samore, also denied defense motions to suppress computer information on the computer from the hard drives that were taken from his apartment, as well as iPod, iPhone, personal email accounts, all that kind of stuff, which is good. He faces 166 felony counts of murder, attempted murder, and other crimes. Remember, this happened in 2012, the screening where he went in. 70 people were wounded, so 12 died and 70 people were wounded. And, of course, what did he throw in? Guilty. He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, and the state is seeking the death penalty. And I know a lot of people are against the death penalty. In this case, I am so for the death penalty. I am so for it. And maybe the thing with the selfies is, knew what he was going to do, was smug about it, took pictures. I mean, just, it's ridiculous. And I really feel for the people who, it's the people who've had to deal with this, the aftermath of this, that's just so sad. There's no way to piece that together in your head. You just, it's like you have to live in a bubble of, I'm just thinking about this person and what they meant to me, and I'm just forgetting about all this other stuff, because how do I just go through? I mean, how do I get through this? All right, how about this one? You know how I feel about that whole Fast and Furious nonsense and getting away with the government getting away with too much, ever deny. Eric Holder didn't know about it, blah, blah, blah. Then the death of the Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry. The man convicted in the shooting death of Terry. Now, which is, I think, good, his name is Manuel Arellanes from the Mexican state of Sinaloa. He is the only person to be convicted of the shooting death of Terry. The U.S. District Court Judge David Burry handed down his sentence, 360 months, with credit for time served. So is this a fair, is this a fair sentence for what happened there? He was wounded in the shootout and was the only person arrested there. 4 other crew members fled to Mexico. 2 of the 4 are now in Mexican custody. Other 2 are fugitives. He says he wasn't the shooter who killed Terry. Prosecutors agree that evidence supports that. But they say he's liable because he was a voluntary participant of the ripoff crew. And, of course, you know this, 2 rifles bought by the gun smuggling ring that was being monitored were found at the scene of the firefight. But they're not saying, and we've never gotten a straight answer on this, whether the murder weapon and the death was linked to a purchase from that investigation. So the whole idea of the straw gun buyers, the smuggling ring, walk away from the gun shops, and, you know, rather than arrest them and seize the guns, they didn't do that. So they lost track of 1,400 of them. And now they've been found in crime scenes, and they continue to be found in Mexico and the United States. So at least this is the biggest conviction in a case that, of course, humiliated the federal government and prompted all those congressional investigations. How many times do we see Eric Holder? I didn't know until the Border Patrol agent was called to my attention and what had happened there. I don't know. What did Izzy say about swampland in our last hour? I'm thinking kind of the same thing. You know, and this is just flat out a sad story that fits into odds and ends that you may hear about this, perhaps, from Baghdad, an instructor teaching his recruits how to make car bombs accidentally set off the explosives in the demonstration. He killed 21 of them. 21? So this was a rural training camp in north of Baghdad. 24 people arrested. Wounded insurgents trying to hobble away from the scene. A fatal goof by Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda breakaway group, I guess, that's part of the Sunni insurgency in Iraq, happened on the same day that the Speaker of the Parliament there, a very prominent Sunni, who the militants consider a traitor, escaped unhurt from a roadside bomb attack on his motorcade in a different city. So the thing I think it shows, and why I think it's sad, is the determination to gain strength that they had at the height of the war in Iraq until the U.S. came in and it all turned around. I mean, you know, the insurgents. It all turned around for all of them. So it shows that terrorist groups are making a comeback in Iraq, and that part is sad. And it was predictable. We knew the handwriting was on the wall here. And car bombs are the worst, and they use them all the time. They have waves of explosions, and it regularly is killing people in Baghdad and other places across the country. They use farm compounds, and they gather. They're not really spotted. They're in car workshops and all that kind of stuff. And then that's what they do. They try to stun people, but this one blew up in their face, so to speak. But it does, to me, it's sad because it shows that the violence is only escalating and they're trying to work on it and do whatever they can. And we knew that this was going to happen. And so here we are back in that same situation. And they're having all these clashes sporadically popping up all over the place. And not just in Baghdad, in other places around Fallujah, other parts of Ramadi and other spots as well, because they only have had limited success by their security forces. Oh my, oh my. Stay with us. We're booted to the other side.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades.
But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I've been looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
I say this in each and every show, and I guess I should give out the digits. If you want to share, you certainly can. When it comes to what's happening with now, the fact that the employer mandate gets booted to 2016, thumbs up or thumbs down on that one. Depends on your politics, probably. 855-266-5283. Plenty of people shared their politics with me when they sent in emails overwhelmingly on this Obamacare push and a few other things as well. As I'm fond of saying, this audience is like none other when it comes to emailing this show more than anything. I mean, it's crazy. You peg in the red every single day. So without further ado, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Doogie. And Doogie says, hey, Kate Delaney, long time no talk. I have been listening to the show, however. Bravo. I enjoy it. Here's what I think. I heard it again, and I heard it earlier in the day, about the point of 2016 and why all of a sudden now the individual mandate is not going to be kicking in for another year later. It seems that whenever it's convenient to the Democrats, they change the rules. So because Obamacare rolled out in an ugly way, the Democrats who want to ride on the coattails of the president complained to the administration, so they had to do something about it, so they just pushed another element of his signature health care law, proving once again that it was all about just passing anything and then trying to sort out all the problems later, which is no way to govern, in my opinion. And by the way, I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. That's my 2 cents. Okay, so yeah, they announced that there's this other delay. It happened on Monday. And some employers, for them, that'll give them a reprieve if you want, while they're trying to phase in the other stuff and figure it out. So the employer mandate now is not 2015, it's 2016. So they're going to, employees basically, employers, so you understand it, with 50 to 99 employees are off the hook for 2015. They'll have to do it in 2016. They'll have to make sure that people are covered. And then the whole idea of who's part-time and what is part-time and full-time, the 30 hours thing, then they got to figure that too. So under the changes, employers with 100 or more workers have to provide health insurance to the full-time staff. The new rule only requires them to cover 70% of workers at first and 90% the following year and beyond. So that's what the scoop is. So for some people, it absolutely will affect them. Just depends on where you work and how many people work there and what's already happening where you're working. So, I mean, it does go to the whole thing. I do agree with that this is, was it just not well thought out, or this is what we do? We can't pass health care, so screw it. We're just going to jam it through, and then we'll figure it out later. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to push it through, and then we'll sort out all the discombobulated things that don't make sense in this. We'll just figure it out after that. Obviously. Here's another one. This one from Greg, who says, bravo to Obama, who tells the Republicans they can just take it and shove it where the sun don't shine. Pardon my French, Kate. But it is ridiculous what the Republicans are trying to do and how they're trying to twist affordable health care. I think they really don't care if anybody is insured, because they figure only the rich people are voting for them, or the stupid people. So it doesn't matter, because the stupid people think that they're going to get rich on reality TV someday. So they don't want anything to change. And I just have to say it. I don't know how to sugarcoat it. I'm not trying to be rude. But the deal is, the Republicans are the ones who screwed up, not the Democrats, and they really didn't want health care. If they did, they would have come up with a better plan. Bring it on, you rhinos, if you think you can do it. Well, obviously, we know the politics there for Greg, so we have an independent weighing in. We have a, I'm saying, Democrat weighing in. And we have House Speaker John Boehner, who says the president is rewriting the law on a whim. And if the administration doesn't believe employers can manage the burden of the law, how can struggling families be expected to? So, Greg, I have to say, it is managing on a whim. I think that is what I said before is true. And what the previous email said, it was just push it through at any cost, because we're having trouble getting any kind of health care, so this is what I want to happen, and we're pushing through, and then we can sort it out. And that's what the bottom line is, really, on that. I mean, that's it. So who does it benefit? Who does it hurt? Depends on the industry, depends on who you're working for, that kind of thing. And see, this is the thing. So employers will get a reprieve, if you will. I hate that word, but we'll say it. They'll get to check out of this. But you still have to get health insurance, the individual mandate. So it's the employer mandate, not to confuse it. So the individual mandate, you still have to get it or get fined. The fine is minimal in the beginning, and then it's more burdensome. So that's the bottom line. You're not getting any kind of a break, I guess. It's that anybody, depending on their employment, they're going to have to come up with it. That's what it is. So there you go. Here's one from Joe, listening to us in Illinois. Kate, I email you a lot. I don't know if you'll read this or not, but I think it's an abomination what's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You don't have to be a Republican to realize. Talk about calling out other people for the same thing they're doing. That's what the Obama folks are constantly doing. They're manipulating the law once again to conveniently help fellow Democrats who are trying desperately to get elected in the midterm elections, and then ultimately probably to help in 2016 as well. It has nothing to do with figuring out the law and smoothing it out correctly. It has everything to do with not alienating voters. Okay. And we move on to something. I mean, I love it. All different points of view. Let's move on to something else. How about this one from John, who's emailing us from Florida. Hey, Kate, I've heard you talk about Florida before. Woohoo! I think you have a lot of family here. Hopefully you'll come and do some live shows. I would love to meet you and come to the set. And here's the thing. In Florida, what people are talking about more than anything, I think, and even a lot of the Democrats that I know, is the Obama administration. It's just like every other administration. I don't see how people can label this guy a liberal Democrat. He hasn't done very much to really embrace that ideology, only in the last couple of years, and it seems like somebody else is pushing the button if you pay attention. For goodness sake, look what's happening over at the NSA. Look at some of the other things that have happened and what the White House has had to say about it. So, personally, I think it's just the same old politics, and really, it doesn't matter if somebody wears an R or a D. You're pretty much getting almost the same version of the guy before that guy. We need something different in Washington. How about no labels? How about more conversation? How about more people getting involved in politics and what's happening in their own neighborhoods? I think people would make a difference. And in Florida, I think a lot of our neighborhoods are frankly doing that. And that's why so many people want to win over, when they're running for president, the Florida vote. Well, thank you for the note. I will be coming to Florida and be doing some shows. The part of the reason of wanting to campaign in Florida when you're running for president is there's a lot of electoral votes. And Florida's a tricky place because of how big it is, how many electoral votes there are, and how portioned off it is with the different districts that are very, very different. You know, people forget this. They try to lump Hispanics all into, oh, well, that's a automatic Democrat vote. But that's not true. Because Cuban Americans, which are a great many of them in Florida, vote mostly Republican or mostly conservative. So that doesn't really follow what the typical label is for Hispanics. So it can be tricky when you go and try to get Florida. Like Rudy Giuliani, he skipped Iowa, was right? So that, and put all his play, put the play for, you know, this is how much money we have, we're going to really make this push in Florida, and it didn't work out for him. You know, that's that whole maneuvering thing of what states are we going to, and what are we going to win, and, you know, that kind of stuff. What happens in the primaries? I think it's going to be really interesting. You know, it seems like I feel like I say this through all the different presidential races we've been through here. But I think 2016 is going to be curious to see what happens, especially on the Republican side. It's Hillary, barring some unforeseen thing for the Democrats. So first of all, who's her running mate? And who ultimately is the ticket for the Republicans? And what can they do against Hillary Clinton? I don't know. I think it's going to be really, really interesting. Julie Mancuso wins another medal for the USA. We'll hear from her next here on the show.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We got to heap some praise on one of the USA skiers, one Julie Mancuso at 29 years old. She medals in her third Olympics in a very tough sport that racks your body up. So let's follow along. In Torino in Italy, she won a gold medal. People didn't expect that. Then she won 2 silvers in Vancouver. And she won a bronze in Russia, the Super Combine, basically, which is the slalom and the downhill in skiing, in the skiing world. And it couldn't have happened to who seems to be a very nice person. It is the 5th medal. For the USA, leading the pack, Canada, the Netherlands, and Norway all have 7. So Russia has 6, and the US, 5. Her bronze makes 5. Julie Mancuso was just thrilled to pieces afterwards. Here's what she had to say.
Crossing the finish line, I was quite surprised. It was kind of one of those happy moments where I was surprised by my name with the 3 next to it, but also just super happy and just a real testament of believing in your dreams. And it's always been a dream of mine to win Olympic medals. It's an honor to join a group of such successful athletes, and to be able to do it in three straight Olympics is just amazing. I can't even describe it, really.
Yeah, to do it in three Olympics is pretty phenomenal. Now, Shaun White, who is the famous snowboarder, you might know him by his nickname, the Flying Tomato, is trying to also medal in three Olympics. He's trying to gold medal in three Olympics, which would be incredible if he could do that. The half pipe contest Tuesday. He would be the seventh athlete to win three straight golds in an individual winter Olympic sport, which is pretty tough. He's had some problems on the practice runs, as have so many of the other snowboarders. He's got a lot of people with him. He's got his parents, his brother, sister, they're all with him. He's saying that's made a big difference in the hectic lead up to his big day at the Olympics. And he says, but that's what kind of makes me a normal person at the end of the day. They don't really care what happens and what media says or anything else. It's just family. So there he is. He's had a couple of rough days of training, and we'll see what happens, because he bowed out of the slope style course, and he took a little bit of a beating for that from some of the fellow snowboarders. So now he's doing the half pipe, and he says that he's doing the half pipe because he's had so many injuries that he realized that it didn't make any sense to do both events, so that's why he pulled out of it. But he's also been criticized for what he's had to say about the half pipe itself in the practice runs. He said it's too steep on the sides, bad snow, bumpy, and all that other kind of stuff. But he says it's nothing we haven't dealt with before at competitions. It's just hard when it's the Olympics. And listen, athletes are going to complain, so whatever. I hope that he wins. It would be great, one, because we'd have another medal for the USA, and we need them, right? And it'd be cool to see him take that little piece of history away. You know, snowboarding was something that I didn't grow up with, and then we've had snowboarders on the show. It's just such an interesting sport. And I tell you, it's tough. It's rough. It's the same thing. It's so rough on their bodies, the tricks that they do, the risks that they take doing it. Of course, when you do it, you can't be thinking that. It's like anything with speed or any kind of competition. That can't be the idea planted in your head. But when I'm watching it, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking, wow, how do they do this? How do they do these tricks? It's unreal what's happening. I mean, it's unreal. So we're just a couple of days into this. You know, we're going into fourth and then fifth day here on the, as far as the Olympics are concerned. So we'll get into some of the other sports too and see if the medals don't pop up. But where we stand right now, like I said, because a lot of you have, that's one thing that's a common email thread. And you can always email me about anything, by the way, if you want to vent, whatever. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and boom, you're in. But a lot of people have just been curious about the medals. And so it's five for the U.S. I'll say it again. The Russians have one more, six. And then it's a log jam at the top of the medal count so far. Canada, Netherlands, and Norway, all those countries have seven medals at this point. Seven medals. But we still have a lot of competition left. Hockey, bobsledding, curling, luge, skeleton, all that kind of stuff is still to come. And then the medaling events of the others where their preliminary rounds have gone on. I'll tell you another thing that's kind of fun to watch, which I can't imagine doing it. It's even if somebody said, listen, we'll help you get in shape and train for this, and you can just do a little practice run. You know, sometimes a reporter will try to put themselves in the shoes, let's say, of the person in the event. I think of all these events, I would not want to put my shoes in any of them, most of them, from the short track to speed skating to skeleton to bobsledding, which they say the skeleton is like, somebody described it as being on a cookie sheet and going 80 miles an hour. Yeah, I don't think so. Not even to try it. Ski jumping, and this is what I was thinking about. You see the commercial and it just looks like they're gliding down. You know, boom, they shoot off the end of the track, and they're in that air, they're suspended in the air, and you think, wow, what would that feel like? But I don't think so. I don't know that I would want to know what that felt like. Of all those events, I don't know that there's any winter-wise that I would want to do. Summer Olympics, it's a different story, but I think with the winter, it's tough. And it is tough, too. We're going to have somebody on the show later this week talking about, you know, the Winter Olympics. They're kind of taking a beating because where can you have the Winter Olympics where you're guaranteed enough snow? Like, even on the last run that Julie Mancuso went down, when they did the downhill and then they did the slalom event, it was tough because it had been in the 40s, so they started to have a lot of things melt, and they had to put out a bunch of salt. They had to put a bunch of stuff on the track, so then it makes it even bumpier. I mean, what are they going to do? But they have to be able to have hard enough snow for them to compete on it. Otherwise, how could they possibly, you know, how could they possibly do it? They couldn't do those kinds of runs that they're doing. And there's less places now where they can, you know, they've got to create, are they going to have to create more man-made snow? There's less places where you may be able to have some of these Winter Olympics. And then, of course, the cost is so astronomical to build the venues that you have to come up with for the Olympics, and we've seen how a lot of places have struggled with that. I mean, that was Mitt Romney's claim to fame with Salt Lake City, that he came in and really saved the day because he knew how to, as a smart enough business guy, he knew, and with the right connections, he knew how to flip things around. But even whether it's Russia or it's been Vancouver or wherever, they've all struggled with putting it together, putting it on, having to expand venues, build venues, the cost of it, and getting it done in time is crazy. So maybe some of those places get revisited again. I remember some of those places that we were holding the Olympics, maybe we'll keep it there. I was making fun of the fact that it seems like every time you turn on MSNBC, it's the Chris Christie hour. Well, New Jersey lawmakers okayed new subpoenas in the Christie investigation. For goodness sake, how many subpoenas are they going to have out there on this traffic jam? I mean, I think this story is just never going to end. I'm serious. We're like into 6 weeks of Chris Christie. It's insanity. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.